From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to the discussion of Parshat Tetzaveh, part of the furniture. If we look back at last week's Parsha, it's an interesting phenomenon. On the one hand, last week was about the furniture. It was about the Aron, Shulchan, the menorah. It was about the big Mizbeach for Karbanos, Mizbeach HaNechoshes. It was about the menorah, it was about the table. It was about the furniture of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle. However, it said, V'natata al-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid, that on that table they should put the showbread. So you say, wait a second. The showbread is a different parsha. In Parshat Emor, in Vayikra, chapter 24, there it talks about Afitota Soled Yom Shabbat Yom Shachat by Yerchenu. It speaks about the details of the lechem panim of the showbread. Last week's parsha was not about the showbread. It was about the furniture. But it seems that when it comes to lechem panim, since they have to be there, tamid, they have to always have to be there. Which we interpret to mean that as soon as one bread is taken away, the other one has to be put there right away. You take away one, you put down the other one right away. So it's always there. So therefore, the lechem abanim are actually part, the breads are part, the 12 showbreads are part and parcel of the furniture. This notion that some things that are not furniture, bread is not furniture, are part of the furniture, part of the scenery. This relates to other points as well, and it relates to this Parshat Tetzaveh. For instance, the Gemara in Zvachim says, how come there are all these karbanos, all these sacrifices in this week's Parsha? There's sacrifices, and there's the big day kuna, the various priestly vestments. What's the connection? Say, ma karbanos b'chaprim, af big day kuna b'chaprim. Just like sacrifices atone, so too the big day kuna, the priestly garments, they also atone for different things. For instance, the head plate of the Kohen Gadol atones for brazenness of the forehead. The breastplate atones for problems in the heart. So some are for modesty, etc. Each part of the big day kuna relates to some aspect of human behavior, human morals and values. So when a Kohen is walking around in the Beis HaMikdash, he's part of the furniture because his garments atone. One garment atones for one thing, one for the other. In fact, the Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to be there all the time. He's not really supposed to leave Yerushalayim if possible. And what does he do there? On Yom Kippur, he does all the work, but other parts of the year, he doesn't have to do anything. So what's he doing there? Because the big day kuna b'chaper, the 8 garments he wears, each one atones for different things. He's part of the furniture. So much so, we can see an example, for instance, when you look at the beginning of the book of Shmuel, you see Chana coming to the Mishkan, to the tabernacle. When she goes in there, she meets Eli, a Kohen, the high priest Eli, because Eli is part of Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is part and parcel of the Beit HaMikdash. And in fact, the garments are part of the person. There's another aspect here, and that is that kol zman shebigdeim aleihem, then the Gemara says, as long as they're wearing their garments, kunasam aleihem, they're kohenim. You can't take it too far. Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, and Beis talks about you can't take it too far, but to some degree, only when he's wearing his garments, then the garments are part of him, and his kahuna, his being a Kohen, is inextricably bound with the notion that he is a Kohen. His garments, part of what make him into a Kohen. V'kiddisho l'chan holi, that you make him holy to become a Kohen. These garments make him holy to become a Kohen. It inaugurates you, and it also, every day, makes you into a Kohen. So, it's part and parcel of it. Now, with the menorah, it's a little different. The menorah doesn't talk that much about the oil in last week's parsha when it talked about a menorah, because the oil is only sometimes. But it does mention the ner tamid, which Could be all the candles, but most people interpret that it means that that westernmost candle that was lit all the time. Because a candle that's lit all the time, that's part of the furniture. And that's why it's mentioned in last week's parsha. Now that we've come to this, there's also the notion of who's part of the furniture in a shul. So the Rambam writes in the Laws of Tefillah, chapter 11, the Laws of Prayer, that whenever there are 10 Jews, they should have a shul, and they build a Beis HaMikdash, they should put it in a high place, and they should have a bima that's in the middle for the reading, for the person who reads the Torah. So the Torah reading, a shul is not just a shul, there's a bima. No. There's a person who reads the Torah. Or, the Rambam says, there's someone who speaks of words that capture the heart, divrei kivushim, from that bima. The rabbi, the preacher from the mishkan, from the shul, he is part of the furniture. More so, the Rambam says, Ketzed ha'am yoshim b'dasi knesset. How do people sit in the basic knesset? Because the people are also part of the shul. The zakenim yoshim u'pneim klapei ha'am. You want to know what a shul is? A shul is a place where you walk in, you see the elders or the scholars sitting at the front of the shul. That's part of what a shul is. They're part of the furniture. And everyone has to see them. Everyone sits row by row. Because the people, they're also, perhaps one can suggest, also part of the Beis Knesset. So much so that there's an idea of Beis Knesset Shel Krachim, now in Purim territory. And there's an idea that there's some cities that are very big. What's a city? It has a Asar Batlanim. It's a type of community, type of shul, that has 10 people who are, they're always there for Torah and for Tefillah. One idea is that there are 10 people who, they don't do anything. They just sit there and they get ready for the minyan. They learn some Torah. The other idea is that those 10 people, they're the functionaries. One is a sofer, one is a moel, one teaches the children. One is a dayan, one is a... Each one has a different role within the community, to the scribe, the judge, the teacher, etc., etc. But either way, those 10 people, they're part of what makes it a community, and what makes a shul, is that they have those 10 people. Similarly, when God comes to a shul and he sees there's no minyan, says the Gemara and Brachos, miyadu kohes, immediately God gets mad. Why? Because he comes to the shul, he says, what do you mean, it's a beautiful shul, look, we made a beautiful shul for you, why aren't you happy? Because the people are part of that shul. We are part of the furniture. So there are a number of areas where we become part of the furniture. Lechem apanim, the showbread, are part of the table. It's all about having the bread there. Friends, a refrigerator that's empty, it's not a home. You walk into a home, you walk into your friend's house, you open the refrigerator, there should be something in there. Piece of cake, a yogurt, something, you could, orange juice, you could take something out. That's the hospitality we expect to have. An empty home, that's not a home. An empty base, I mean, there's an empty shulchan, an empty table, that's not a table. The table has to have the bread there to represent the idea of constant hospitality. And the garments of the priest, that's part of the furniture. And the kohen becomes part of the furniture. The kohen gadol, part of the furniture. The nir tamid, the fact that there's a constant, one flame lasted 24 hours, it's part of the furniture. The Rambam says, this applies to a shul too. Part of a shul is to have elders, people you look at, the guys in the front of the synagogue, you look at them, that's part of the furniture. The Asar Batlanim, the 10 people who show up, the 10 guys who are always there every night, they're also part of what the shul is. There's an Ezra's Noshim, there's a women's section. Having women in a shul, it's also part of a shul. Sometimes you say, there's no women here anyway, we don't need an Ezra's Noshim. No. A Beis HaMikdash, a shul, it has an Ezra's Noshim. It's part of the way shuls and the ancient sanctuary were set up. There's a section for women as well. They're also part of the furniture. Our job is to become part of the furniture, to become part and parcel of the Jewish community, part of the shul, part, one day, hopefully, will be part of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elam, the congregation, for our discussion. Parsha on the holidays, and join us each week for these discussions. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.